Welcome back to another bonus episode of Everybody's Favorite Auntie. We are rounding out the first month of 2020, and we thought it was only right to bring back another session of You Good Therapy with Leslie. During this session, Leslie responds to one of our listener letters who wrote in about being stressed on the daily. Let's go.
Hi, this is Leslie Garcia, founder of Counseling Space. One of our listeners wrote, I am super stressed out over my finances, love life, or work. I find it difficult to sleep. My mind is constantly overthinking. What are some of the ways to stop this? I'll share three tips. Number one, you describe three sources of your stress: finances, love life, and work. Identify which is priority for you to work on. You might need to seek professional help to get the guidance, to come up with goals and solutions. So that's number one. Prioritize the source of your stress so you can start tackling them and not feel overwhelmed. Number two, create a self-care routine. Create a wellness plan that can be eating healthy, exercising, going to therapy, all of the above, do some meditation, and make sure that you pencil yourself in every single day. What are you doing to nourish yourself physically, spiritually, mentally? So create a self-care routine and that you stick with that plan every single day, because you are so stressed out that it's affecting your sleep. And if this continues, it can lead to anxiety, depression, or other conditions. Oftentimes when someone suffers with anxiety or depression, you will hear that they just can't sleep. So I'm not sure if this is your case, but I want you to tackle this as soon as possible. Number three, create a healthy sleep hygiene. Take a look at what you are doing at least an hour before you go to bed. And you may need to change that behavior. You may need to put the phone aside. What does your room look like? Is it cluttered? Is the mess also giving you a level of stress? Is it a calming environment as well? Can you meditate? Do some breathing. What can you do that is soothing and calming at least an hour before you go to bed to create a healthy sleep hygiene? So I'll go down the list. Number one, prioritize the source of your stress and possibly seek professional help so you can get guidance and understand what are the solutions. Number two, create and stick to a self-care routine. Create your own wellness plan. As a therapist, this is what I do with clients. I help clients customize their own wellness plan so they can have realistic goals and pencil themselves in every single day. And this plan serves you to nourish yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, just really your entire well-being. And number three, take a look at your sleep hygiene and really take a look at what's going on an hour before you go to bed. Do you even have a schedule? Do you go to bed around the same time? So take a look at your sleep hygiene and look at some of the changes you have to do. What do you need to take out? And what do you need to implement to calm the body and pretty much train it so it does not fight you to go to sleep? Thank you so much for sharing, and I hope this is helpful. Again, Leslie Garcia, founder of Counseling Space.
Everybody's Favorite Auntie is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and for free at blackbravado.com/everybody's favorite auntie. You can follow us on Instagram @blackbravado and on Facebook @everybody's favorite auntie.